First of all, that project is illegal because they submitted that project before to the Constitutional Court of Central African Republic. And that court, you know, stated that that project was illegal. Why? Because current constitution document, it's clearly written that any modification can only move forward if two chambers, like we have two chambers, legislative bodies in Central African Republic, the Senate and the House of Representatives. So only when those two bodies will be set and, you know, decide to move forward, we will be able to change our constitution. So because that decision, they were not happy about that decision, and the government there, they decided to remove the president of that constitutional court, and they put, you know, someone, you know, will do their business. Secondly, the current constitution was written by every Central African. Pretty much everybody was taking part of writing that constitution. The recent document that they put forward, it was a document written by maybe 5 or 6 persons. And most of all, it was written by the government in power.
So you say that from your viewpoint, the referendum is illegal. How do you think the vote on Sunday is going to go? What is the opposition saying there?
Okay, the opposition is saying that, you know, we shouldn't even try to vote because if we try to vote, they will use that act of voting as a legalization of their forfeit because their document is illegal to start with. And we all know the result of the election on Sunday. We know already that they're going to put, you know, a yes, even if some people vote and they have a majority of no. They are not ready to accept the verdict of the vote. So I don't think that it would be a good idea to ask people to go vote because they will use that vote again to maybe show to the international opinion that, you know, somehow, you know, people voted that constitution and they succeeded.
Also, there are reports that there are Wagner people in Central African Republic.
Yes, absolutely. They are there. And we have, you know, those WhatsApp groups where, you know, people from every part of Central African Republic, they are reporting all those violations. And from what we know, those Wagner, they have been given, you know, some territory for them to exploit, you know, gold, diamonds, whatever you want. And we also know that, you know, they don't pay one dime to the Central African Republic finances because they are there to protect the government.